This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. ACOA and Rural Economic Development Minister Goody Hutchings says the federal government's new energy affordability package will get people the support they need and deserve. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced details of the package late yesterday. It includes doubling the pollution price rebate to 20% starting in April. There will be a 3-year pause on the federal fuel charge on heating oil delivery starting in 2 weeks' time. Trudeau also announced measures which will be piloted in Atlantic Canada first to help homeowners switch from oil to a heating pump, with an upfront payment of $250 for those who apply through a federal provincial program. Mr. Hutchings says homeowners can get enough funding to install a heat pump.
This program will be rolled out through the province like the original program was, and folks may be able to take advantage of the provincial component too. So it could be up to $22,000. And we know not everybody's installations is going to be the same. So, you know, with all the research, this should put the lion's share of covering the cost in, you know, so people can put more money in their pockets.
Hutchings says climate action incentive payments are putting money back into people's pockets.
If you filed your income tax last year, every 3 months, you see this show up in your bank account, and it says climate action incentive. So it's a line item on your bank statement, so look at it. That's the money that you've been paying, and you're right, it wasn't going back to you, but that's why we said, okay, we are going to give this back to people. So it's basically $1,500, $1,600 a year to the average family of four that goes back into their account.
Those who switch from oil to cold climate heat pumps can save up to $2,500 a year on home energy costs. The town of Massey Drive is offering a $500 reward for information that leads to the recovery of one of the town's radar signs and solar panel. Officials say someone recently saw the signpost and took the sign and solar panel from the bus turnaround location on the access road. Anyone with information is asked to call 709-640-9540. Two Cornerbrook teachers have been recognized for their efforts. MC Margaret Rhea Taylor announced the recipients of the Premier's Award for Innovation in Teaching. She says Bridget White recently retired as assistant principal at CC Loughlin School.
Bridget has always been considered one of the lead technology teachers and believes in the use of technology to motivate students dealing with various academic and social emotional challenges. Bridget sees technology as an enrichment tool, enhancing the students' learning. She's been involved with initiatives that implemented learning tools such as 3D printing, Flipgrid, RazKids, and Zorbitz. With every new technology that arrived, Bridget found ways to engage students in learning the new technology and provided support to teachers who wanted to use these technologies in their classroom.
Jill Rose introduced the recipients of the Minister's Award for Compassionate Teaching, which included Perry Han of Cornerbrook Regional High.
Perry Han of Cornerbrook Regional High is a math and positive actions for student success program teacher. Through his dedication to his students, he has played an integral role in building the graduation ceremony and breakfast program at Cornerbrook Regional High. Perry has also been heavily involved in athletics, both as a coach or teacher sponsor in various sports to develop relationships with his students. These relationships offer a connection to students who do not feel connected to school. His empathy extends to both students and teachers. His philosophy is to treat all of his students as if they were his own, as he tends to think that as long as we care for our students, everything else will fall into place.
These awards recognize inspirational and compassionate teachers who have gone above and beyond. Animal House House of Horrors has been a hotspot in Cornerbrook during the past three evenings. The Main Street Show has been an annual event for the past 3 years in support of the Kids Eat Smart Foundation in the Western Region. Organizer Jade Lawrence made the announcement of the final tally on Bay FM this morning with Lenny Benoit.
Day one and day two, we were up to roughly, what was it, 24,000?
Yeah, 24 and some change. Yeah.
After last night, which was absolutely crazy.
Incredible, yeah.
We're going in with a final total of $36,000.
$36,000?
Yeah.
almost doubled what you've made so far.
Almost what we've done in 2 years we're able to present today. So.
Wow. Wow. Do the folks at Kids Eat Smart know that number yet?
Nope.
Lawrence says a lot of people showed up and had a lot of fun.
Everybody comes out. Everybody's laughing. They're singing and dancing to the music outside. They're mm-hmm. involved. And it's people of all ages.
Yeah.
Like, there's no cutoff. There's no in between. It's just everybody comes out and everybody's talking to everybody and they get together. And I think that's just something that Corner Brook could use a little more of.
You know, you're not wrong.
Lawrence says about 50 people helped out with this year's show, which grows bigger and better each year. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ.